Blog Talk Radio. Well, hi, everyone. This is Bonnie Albers. I'm Bonnie Albers on air. And oh, my goodness, I've got chills already because that song, Dead or Alive, which is Susan and my song that we start each of our shows off with, is exactly what we are. I walk on the dead and alive side. Susan loves to hear that because we both walk on each side. We both walk in both worlds. And I love, love that song because that's exactly what I do, and Susan. And I'm going to introduce my co-host in just a second, my lovely, sweet, wonderful, fabulous co-host. Hi, Susan. I know you're waiting for me.
Oh, yes, but I am, Bonnie. And I have no problem walking on the other side with you as long as they don't touch me. And then I send them right to you.
Oh, and I want them. I want them to touch me, be next to me, around me, above me, below me. I say through me, but you don't like it, so I won't say that. But anyway, I want to tell everybody before we actually get to Susan, because I love her so much and I know we've got to get over to her, is I want to tell you a little about the show and a little bit about what our shows are going to be this week. But first, I would like to introduce myself. Again, I'm your host, Bonnie Albers. I am a spirit medium. So that's why we walk on both sides of this fence. We walk in the spirit world. We walk in the physical plane world. And I just love it. I can't tell you. It's my passion. It's my life dream. And I want to bring all that to you. I am also a nurse. I am a legal nurse consultant. I'm an intuitive. I do remote viewing. I do auto writing. I've been on a paranormal activity hunt, which I don't really like calling them hunts, but we read the energies in buildings and things that, you know, that really need to be cleared. I don't clear, I just see. I could do it, but there are plenty of other people that do that, and I have a friend, Brooke, who actually does that. So, and she's so sweet and wonderful. We're going to have her here this week. I also am in the middle of trying to write a book because Susan is our author, and she is fabulous. She wrote one of my favorite books, and that is Soul Windows, Secrets of the Divine, and I'll give you Susan in just a minute. But just to give you a lineup of what we have this week, because we've just got so many fabulous, fabulous guests to give you readings, to talk to you about what they do. Again, Susan and I are here on Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesday evenings, so we give you all that you need in the Akashic records, the past lives, the mediums, anything that you have that you need to bring to us, we will help you with. On the 20th, actually, I'm going to go to the 13th. On the 13th is one of my dear friends, Brooke Monfort. She is such an incredible artist. She's a very brilliant girl. She is also clairvoyant. She also reads energies off the walls and floors. She used to clear out homes and buildings when they needed to be. And she is going to be here to do readings for you. I'm hoping she's in chat, and we'll be in chat soon, so you'll get to know her. She's an amazing artist, and she's going to be with us on Monday the 13th from 2 to 3, Susan. And then on the 20th, which is a week after that, we've got a really powerhouse lineup. Susan and I are both here. We're the big powerhouses, but we've got Spirit Wind.
But we share, don't we, Bonnie?
We do share.
We share. We want to share our space with everyone who we want to get the people. Yeah, get the people that have all these wonderful gifts and share.
Absolutely. I'll try not to grab the spotlight, but with Aries in the fourth that I always say, which I do not have.
I always want
it about me. But just to let you know about, I'm just giving you the January lineup. Spirit Wind, he is a poet. He's an American Native Indian. He is amazing. If you can go to his site, it's Spirit Wind Kelly Wood. He's got so many fans. He's got three pages. If you can go to that page, he writes poetry, downloads poetry from Spirit. It's amazing. And the pictures that he has to go with it, his heart is of the Native Spirit. He is of the earth, and you will love this man. His poems transcend time, they transcend your heart. So please tune in at 2:30 on the 20th for Spirit Wind. It is his first appearance on radio. He has never given anybody an interview. He is also going to be creating some CDs with his poems, so please listen to him. And if you want to call in and in chat and ask him a question, it's got to be about his poems because he downloads the poems. It comes right into his mind. He's not going to do readings, but he is going to talk about his poetry. On the 27th, I have a fabulous man. His name is Reverend John Lelick. He is a transformer. I call him a transformer, so I hope he's not listening and shutting his ears. He is actually is a transfiguration. He does transfiguration. He teaches. He's a trumpet medium. And this man has traveled all over the world. He's given readings. He does seances. He has absolutely the knowledge, the know-how, and he's an amazing, amazing soul. So we are going to have him here on the 27th. He is going to do readings, and he will be on Monday at 2 o'clock. But now that I gave you that lineup, because let's get on with our show, Susan, I'm going to hand you all over to my favorite, wonderful, sweet co-host, Susan B. Rich.
Oh, my goodness. All I know is that all our guests are, you're just going to make them feel so welcome because you're just so encouraging for other people to use their gifts also. So Spirit Wind, who's never been on the radio before, I'm sure that after he's on a guest on our show, he'll want his own radio show, of course. So.
Oh, yes, I hope so. Or we'll scare them to death, one or the other. And, you know, that's us, life or death.
It's like we have no middle ground. Either you love her or like, oh, my God, those women are like out of their mind. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm Susan Z. Rich, and I'm a third-generation Akashic medium. Bonnie says Akasic, as the potatoes and potatoes. It's basically just however you want to say it. What the Akashic medium does is that I interpret your soul's journey. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant, a life coach. I'm also a holistic therapist, an emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm also the author of the published book that Bonnie mentioned, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, which is available on Amazon.com. And it is a book basically connecting us to our soul self, the spiritual self, to our everyday life in terms of spiritual life coaching. You can read more about me from my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, R as in rich, WHITEWINGS.com. You can also contact me for email, phone, and Skype readings on my email address, szrich@aol.com. I also wanted to let our listeners know that I am still offering my holiday reading special up until January 10th of Buy One, Get One Free. It's perfect for the January, for the new year, if you have issues going on or just some questions that need to be cleared up for 2014. You just mentioned in an email after you pay for your reading from my website that you heard this offer on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, listen, Susan, I got to tell you, and then I'll tell you how to get a hold of myself also in Spirit Wind at the end of the show because I forgot to give you my website.
I know you forgot.
Spirit
I was
going
to mention it, but then I thought if I reminded you, I'd never get a chance to get a word in edgewise. So.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm going to save this to the end. But anyway, I do want to say about Susan's book, I am a counselor. I do have a practice. So, you can reach me at my website. It's BonnieAlbers-on-air.com. But besides that, and you can also reach Spirit Wind on Spirit Wind Kelly Wood on Facebook. He's got four of them. I think if you go to the first page, he's got like 9,000 or 11,000 lists signed up. So he had to have three pages. You can scroll down. I think he has another page called spirit of the Native American. So you can just try finding him or Googling his name. But anyway, what I did want to tell you, and before we get on to our callers, because our board is full, thank you, is that one chat, Diana is sick. She opened chat. So anybody in chat can talk to each other. We love chat. I can't see you because I'm not on the computer, and Susan can't see you, but we opened it so you all can chat. I've got a few friends I asked to go into chat, and they are clairvoyant, they're empathic, they're intuitive, and if they show up, you're more than welcome to talk to them. But use chat for anything, and it's open. Also, Susan's book I used in a lecture that I gave in Nevada this year on, and this was with my counseling, life coaching, on the stages of a life. And it was really cool because I could actually take her book and each soul window, actually in nursing and in coaching, correlates with one of our life experiences, like our midlife, our teenage years, our adult mature years. Of course, I did not hit that, and I'm still in the teenage years. So Susan is trying to get me to admit that I'm really in Chiron return, but I am holding off Chiron for at least three more soul windows. But anyway, that we went over that book, and we'll revisit it again, but it's a fabulous book. It's worth the money. I can't even tell you how much we use it. Again, we walk in two worlds. One is the counselor therapist. The other is the medium psychic, and it fits on both sides. So kudos to you, Susan. You know I wish I wrote it. I'll go to spirit thinking that that's my book anyway. But, you know, I just love it. And you know.
Oh, well, I know when you finally get that book written, it'll be smashing.
Ah, thank you, Brooke. Did you hear that, girlfriend? Because you're the one that's going to write it. But anyway, we're going to go to our first. We didn't even get to talk about what we wanted to talk about. We maybe I'll talk about at the end. But the show is really, again, about Akashic Records. We're going to stick with this until the end of January because we have had so much requests for it, and we'll always do it. But Susan's the expert in that. Really, Akashic Records, or as she says, Akashic, is about why you're here, what your soul journey is. And I love that because where she can open it and read it and tell you, I can see it while she's doing it, or I could see why you're here. So we both work so well together. She's the expert. She wrote the book on it. She actually is one of the only ones I know that does this. And you all are very, very, very lucky, and I am lucky and honored to be with her. So today,
well, you know, the cool thing, excuse me, Bonnie, you know, the cool thing about how our energy works together when someone calls in and wants to ask about spirit or the Akashic Records is that when it seems like that when I open someone's record, more times than not, it brings forth a spirit, either from past or present, that usually has a message to give you about the person that we're talking. So it's turned out to be a pretty interesting partnership in spirit world.
I love it, and we are meant to be, girlfriend. So I'm going to take my first caller because where we had a whole thing, we're already gone on 15 or 18 minutes, and I know these callers are chomping at the bit to get to us, Susan. So maybe at the end, if we have, we'll be talking about the new year and your Akashic Records or Akashic Records.
Go.
Yes, okay. I am going to take the first caller, and the first caller is 8396. So 8396, you are with Susan and Bonnie. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Bonnie. Good afternoon, Susan. My
Hi.
Name is Doreen. My name is Doreen. My middle name is Catherine, but I go by DC, and Spirit has named me Love, so that's what I use, DC Love.
Yeah,
we
love that. Hi, DC. I've talked to DC, Susan, just on Facebook, so I don't really know her well, but I know enough to know she's gifted. She's like us. She's gifted in certain areas, and we want to speak to her. So, DC, I know you're calling, I think, to find out what your Akashic Records are. Am I right, girlfriend?
Yeah. Is it safe to do that, like on radio like this?
Oh,
say that again?
We think.
Is it okay to do it like
safe.
On radio?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just wondering. I mean,
we do it all the time.
Yeah, okay. Because, I mean, Spirit has been pulling a lot of little things here and there on me, so that's why I just asked, you know? I mean,
well,
I just
don't
really do it.
Energy,
I'm not,
but
no, it's fine. My energy is good. It's just that, like, for me, like, in other words, shift has been happening, shift happens, and spirit has been pulling some dinghies at me here and there, and it's been wonderful, and I've been enjoying the ride, and I'm just, like, in awe of everything that's been going on presently, and I've been talking to people. I've been asking for the angels to put people in my path, and that's how I got connected with Bonnie. And it's just been like an amazing ride. Yeah, it's been amazing.
Well, honey, we are so happy. And like we told you, we have a board full of callers, and you will too sometime, because I know you want to be on the radio. But Susan open your Akashic records, because this is going to be really cool. And then see what I come up with. Unless you have
that's
okay. Go ahead, Susan. Go for it, girlfriend.
Okay, the first thing I'm going to ask you is how old you are.
Okay, 54.
And what are your gifts?
Okay, I channeled for Jesus last February for approximately 4 months for a friend's son-in-law, and he had third-stage cancer. And after the, like, four-month period, he was done with his treatment. I was done channeling, and he's completely healed. He's been completely healed. I've seen spirit. I hear spirit. I feel spirit. I leave my body at times. I mean, I have just, like, different gifts, like, in many areas. I feel things before people call. I know they're calling. I mean, it just goes, like, in all different directions. I've been to heaven a few times.
I probably don't even need to be here to answer this, okay, because you're doing exactly what you wrote your records for. You are definitely designed your spirit life. And you notice I didn't say physical life. I said spirit life, okay?
Correct.
And that popped out of my mouth. That's not what I would have thought. So what I'm picking up is that you have a strong spirit connection that is basically they're just going to feed me the words and we'll just run with it. You're definitely destined to be a light worker. You took that on. You also are an empathic, okay? And of course, you know what an empathic is, right?
Yes.
Okay. You have many amazing abilities, and you've had them for quite a while. They seem like they only blossomed for you maybe starting in late 30s, early 40s, where all of a sudden it just got to be an itch that you couldn't look away anymore.
Right.
You're definitely a healer. I will say that a hands-on healer, I don't know about that. I'm not picking that up as a hands-on healer for several reasons, all right?
Okay.
You are an energetic healer. There's no question about it. But what I'm hearing is that it has more to do with vibrations. It has to do with sound, the vibrations that you push towards someone. I'm going to make a suggestion. Don't put your hands on people to heal, all right? Because when I see your cocoon, it's like a sponge. And your healing abilities, by the time that you hit 56, 57, 58, are going to be almost accidental. I mean, you can brush up against somebody. Don't touch me.
They're all over here, Susan.
Well, go there.
come on.
You can brush up against somebody in a supermarket, and immediately, if they've been sick, the next doctor's appointment, it's like, well, I don't know what happened to you, but it's gone. So what I'm hearing is that this is about energetic vibrations. You can
okay.
transfer it through sound. You can transfer it through you pushing the vibration. But if this is if you're going to do Reiki or anything like that, it's hands above, because
okay.
if you it, the only reason that I is because I recognize this same pattern. I got into really heavy-duty healing, and I'm an empathic, and I ended up with stage 4 breast cancer. And I healed myself, no chemo, no surgery, but because I'm a self-healer. But the thing is that I know because I was doing so much heavy-duty that I broke down my own immune system. And,
okay.
And so what I'm saying is that you wrote a path for yourself of being, and this is what they say, they keep on showing me, accidental tourist. Like, you're almost an accidental healer. The less you focus on it, the more powerful you're going to be. And
okay.
And the reason
so funny,
for
that's
this,
exactly what I...
Yeah, the reason for this is that because you come with a karmic imprint of great martyrdom and sacrifice. And you don't want to do that this time. It's like
okay.
you carry the same skills, the same approach, the same gift, but you literally, it's almost like they're showing me like you volunteered to go and be a missionary in a leper colony and got leprosy yourself, you know?
Okay.
It's like your life is, you chose to be of great healing service with people, but it's like you want to, like a stone skipping on water. You never want to go into it too intensely. You never want to focus on it too deeply because you're trying to heal weak spots in your etheric webbing from
okay.
life of disease and picking up what other people had, like a sin eater. You know what a sin eater is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And okay. so this time, it's like our ozone. It's like our ozone right now because of pollution. We have thin spots in our ozone because of that, where the sun is disrupting our environment. Well, that's what your webbing is. Your etheric webbing has those thin spots. So this is a lifetime of you learning how to become a vicarious healer, brush up against someone, send them prayer, send them energy, but not intensely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
And can
do you
I
understand
just...
everything I said?
Oh, definitely. Yep.
Okay.
I am so happy
for it,
because I know, well, I am going to go for it. It's very different. when you were talking, Susan, I mean, everything was hitting me. I mean, that was the first time I've actually, remember I told you they're not really hitting me anymore. They're just coming to me. Well, this one, woo!
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like they were flapping wings of angels, and I've not seen that before. The flapping of all these angels, and this is what they said. There were angels surrounding you, DC, and they were lifting you up. But they said, and I don't know how to take this, because they said that, and it's kind of what Susan is saying about don't touch people or, you know, healing to touch, that they said you're not ready for the public, which I don't know that what they mean by that, but what I'm getting with Susan is that when she hit that right on the head, that you can't touch when you're healing. And that's maybe why I'm hearing it that way. You're not really ready. They're lifting you up. They're giving you what you need, but you're not ready. You're not ready to totally get into the heavy duty stuff that you are going to be getting into later. Also, I have an older woman here with me. She kind of looks. I don't know if you have anybody in spirit that's an old. Maybe it looks like it's standing way back, so it's got to be either a grandmother or a great grandmother, actually. And she's pretty tall. Now I think she's tall because she's in like a white robe, which is really interesting. I haven't seen anybody come to me like that.
Okay, I'm thinking. You know what? That may be my godmother.
Okay.
I've seen her. I've been up to heaven, and I've seen her in a white robe.
Yeah, and she is saying that you're just like her, that you got the gift from her. That's why I thought it was more of a but you know, we get a gift from different people. All our souls have been before here and forever after. So we're all of our fabric, and I call it soul fabric, of which I am penning. That you know, you are made of different. We're all made of the same. So I just want you to know that I've got to start taking the other callers, DC, but this is what I'm seeing and feeling, and they're still with me. And if it's your godmother, she's still here with me. And
I just want to say that she went into a coma, and she came out of the coma for a short time. My aunt had wheeled her in a wheelchair down to a phone that was on a wall. We had a half-hour conversation. She went back to her room. She had a steak dinner. She then saw the flowers on the wall. She said to my aunt, "Do you see the flowers?" And then she went back, left into a coma, and passed away. But we had a really long conversation for about a half hour before she really passed. She came out of the coma to check on me.
Yeah, she's shaking her head yes. She said that, you know, she's with you. She doesn't need to give me any more information, but just the affirmation that it is her and she's there with you. So, DC, I would ask you to call back. I've got such a – I can't even tell you because I don't have anybody working in my chat, so I can't – and if you can get in chat, if you like to chat, get in there. Get in there and start chatting with people. So we so – are in awe that you came on today, and we thank you, and I'm going to move to the next caller. So, DC, have a great day.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Susan. You too.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Bye. Happy New Year. Oh, my goodness, Susan. I just have to let this pass. I'm going to take the next caller, who I told 2051. You are on with Susan and Bonnie.
Hello, Susan and Bonnie, a.k.a. Thelma and Louise.
I love that.
No. We're not driving no car over the bridge.
But you're not driving. No, that you're not doing.
That's what I kept. She kept on saying we're just like Thelma and Louise. And I go no, and I kept on saying we were like Bonnie and Clyde. And she said, "Well, what's the difference?"
Right. That's right. I mean, they both ended up dead, so thank you, although I'm not worried about that. But I will tell you that I love the Thelma and Louise thing. I always said we'll change the ending, right, Susan? But you just don't have to go there.
Yeah,
yes,
I know.
Yes. You changed the ending.
That's right. We're going to change the ending. And who am I speaking with? Because I know the voice. But who am I speaking with?
This is Lisa. I love you guys. Love speaking with
Lisa.
You guys.
Lisa.
Yes,
oh,
you're very,
thank you, Lisa.
Very
we
good.
Love you too.
Very
thank
good.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
We appreciate that. How can we help you today, Lisa?
You guys, you're awesome. My question isn't in regards to work, and I just don't want to, you know what, I don't want to worry about work. I really don't want to worry about it or even talk about this, but I work part-time, an overnight shift until something full-time comes in for me. And I work around men. I'm the only female. And
how lucky.
Well.
I'm always
well,
kidding.
The,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
The issue is that, and I don't know if it's something with me, but for a while I felt comfortable. You know, I go and I do my thing, and they do their thing. And for some reason, Friday I felt. I didn't feel safe around them for some reason. This is the second time this has happened with me. And I didn't feel safe around them. And I was trying to figure out, why do I feel I don't feel safe? I feel uncomfortable around them. It's almost as if I'm separate from them. And I don't do anything any differently than what they do. Only thing I do, I put like cosmetics and stuff on a shelf. So it's really not, it's not a big deal. But I just don't feel comfortable, and I just want to know what's going on. Is this has something to do with me personally?
Yeah, can I go for this, Bonnie?
Yes, you can, baby doll.
Oh, okay, thank you. here's what I'm picking up for you. It is you,
okay?
But then, but it's not, okay?
Okay.
It's like there is, seems to be one person in this group of men that has a big lack of integrity. Okay, and it's like he just, you know, it occasionally here and there kind of demeaning remarks about women, not about you, just in general. Okay, and sometimes it's like he leaves the green pieces on you. Okay, and you pick it up that lower vibrational disrespectful energy. Okay. And because you have past life imprint of being strong around men, because you have been in a lot of lifetimes where you have been controlled, abused, sold, the whole thing, you know. So how you stand in power where men are concerned, that's why you're working in this situation. And if you review your life, you've been in that kind of situation a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's you, okay? But here's what I would suggest. All right.
Okay.
Before you go into work, you know, you can get yourself a smudge stick. You know what they are, right?
Yes.
Okay. Smudge yourself. Protect yourself in a protective bubble, and then right before you walk in, send them the love.
Okay.
I mean, just send them the love. Just ask all your angels and everything, and just say, just love these boys. And it's like, you know, they are just the greatest, and you will watch the energy change, because it's almost like a stalking energy is what you're picking up. And it's just one guy. It's just, you know, he gets them. He makes comments or something like that, and then the next thing you know, it's like it's an electricity that bounces off between the two of them, and you pick that up.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're very sensitive.
Yeah.
Very sensitive.
Yes. Lisa, but I'm not really. You know what? But I'm not really. There's something because there's also something about me, is that I don't. I'm not afraid of it.
That's what your life path is that, you know, it's presented to you so that you show you there's nothing to be afraid of. You're in power here, girlfriend.
Yes,
you know?
I feel that. I really feel that because I'm aware of it. I'm aware. It's like I pick up, and it's like I hear things spiritually. Like it's like sometimes when I walk into the break room, I feel like Norma Rae. That's what's kept coming to me. I feel like Norma Rae. I'm on an assembly line, and there's 100 men to maybe 20 women. That's what I feel like. I'm like, wow, this is odd.
Yeah.
Well, honey,
exactly
I would love that.
And then, you know, I always say, you know, like I don't feel that you're in a dangerous situation, but, you know, pepper spray in your purse never helped. Never hurts.
This is true. Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
I don't pick up any, I exactly picked the same things up, Susan, that it was you. It really, I was almost going to say pheromone, but it's something sexually that this man is picking up, and it's each different cycle. And the thing is that it's I don't know if it's a subconscious, you know, we don't smell it, but it's a subconscious, you know, mating call, like, hey, she's a girl, I'm a guy. And it's really subconscious with him, and you're picking that up. He's really, really, I think, attracted to, and when people are attracted with that kind of low vibration, to me, how they use it is in mass, not nice, you know, making, you know, wise facts. And so this is what I'm picking up with him. It's really funny because if you ever called him on it, he would deny it. But I'm telling you, there's an attraction there, and he uses the nasty comments just to get him through because he doesn't know what to do with that energy. And I always tell people energy, and I think Susan and I went through this. If you really, really like and sexually attracted to somebody, but you have no outlet, if they're taken or they, you know, they can't be, you know, but you come together and work or any place else, and you can't make love, the next thing you make is war. And I don't mean war meanly.
Wow.
I mean the tension is the same. It's the same to love, it's the same to hate. That's why they say there's a thin line between love and hate.
Love and hate,
same energy, but it's different appearances.
Yes.
So just realize
to me, it's like I'm not sending, I'm not giving, like, for me consciously, I'm coming
in, doing
my work.
No.
I go and do my thing.
Yeah.
And once in a while, I'll go to him and, like, you know, I'll ask him a question on something because he's the coordinator. But other than that, I'm in my own space until it's time for break time.
Well, you know, it's the issue. Yeah, the issue is not about how they feel or what they do. The issue is about you.
What
you.
So,
you know, if you're in your power and you're in your strength and you're not feeling unsafe, then all of that is irrelevant.
Right.
Yeah. You just have to stick your little finger out there and say, hey, you know, I mean, that would be me. You all are just, here I am. I'm here. I'm going to do my job. I'm really good at it. Yes, I'm attractive. And yes, I'm very bright and brilliant. But that's okay. You can like me all you want or you don't have to. So that would
that's
be
true.
Me and that would be the attitude I would have, Lisa,
that's
because
true.
You are a great
right.
girl, you know.
You're right. That is so true. And you know what I try to do at times? I try to lessen, and that's part of my. I try to lessen my attractiveness.
Not what you do. Yeah.
Do you know what
I
mean?
No.
I
try
to hide it.
No. Don't make yourself less than anything.
Right.
Anything.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
We're here
because it causes me problems. Because it causes me so many issues. It's like, can I just work? Can I just come in and be at my desk and just? Can I just do that? Can I just be in my corner over here doing my thing with my radio on? Good morning, good afternoon, good night, have a good weekend, and leave? Why is that in my command, this drama?
You don't want to get into that. You just want to do your own thing and be your own person and be empowered in your own way and leave the drama to them. But you don't need to be, you don't have to think about it as drama.
Yeah, the other thing I'm picking up is that, you know, part of this karmic life thing is that as soon as you said, can't I just sit here and can't I just read my book and everything, is that you've created an energy of us and them, me and them, okay?
Right.
And you want to break that down, okay?
You're
all in there working. You're all friends. You're all, you know, doing the same thing. And it's like, you know, make an effort. I mean, we're all one spirit. They're just male, you're female. But you've got this us and them. Like if you were in a past life, it would be, you know, you against the enemy. And that is what creates those situations of, you know, you become a target.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So open yourself more into trying to just ask spirit, you know, just stomp your foot and go, you know, I need a little help here. Let me make friends with some of these men. I'm going to tell you, here's how that works.
Okay.
You get a couple of those male friends and they become friends with you.
Mm-hmm.
They become your crusaders.
Yeah.
Right.
And
kick
butt for anybody that says anything about you.
That's true.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, I've got a spirit
stop
here.
Stop making yourself an island.
That's true. And I actually, I don't, because I go in, I sit with them, I have lunch with them, we have dinner together,
and
we watch movies, we talk, we have fun.
But don't go into the thought of us or them. Don't go into the what's wrong. Go into the, hey, I'm great, I'm this, I'm that, and hey, come on with me. Don't get into the – don't even talk yourself into feeling anything. Just feel and put it out.
Yeah.
You're right.
I have to tell you, I have a spirit here. I have – go ahead. I have a spirit. I think it was your father. Somebody standing here. It's a male spirit. Tall.
Of course. Of course,
I like the female spirits too, but you know, I'm only kidding because I know she's always a man. This man is saying that you have a lot of class, and that you have a lot of clout, and that you are very intelligent, and so is he. And he's acting. I can see him. He's moving in the motions of. He's tall. He doesn't slouch. he's dressed nicely, and
yes.
he said that move.
That's my dad.
Yeah, he's Aww. Saying move in the moment is what he's saying, and I don't know what that means, but it's for you. Move in the moment, and he's coming very slow. Oh my goodness, he's so on top of me. I love this. Keep coming. Okay, so the thing is that what he said, he's showing me so much class and grace, and this is what he says you are in. So
yes.
please respect him, and he understands, and this is what he's telling you. Class, grace, you don't need to, oh, my goodness, you don't need to, he's just walking around with his back up. He's showing me that you have a lot of class, grace, and intelligence. And that you are to be in the moment. I don't know why you're saying that, but so anyway, I hope that helped you because I've got a board full of callers. Lisa.
Oh, ladies,
so
you have really. Thank you. Oh my God, I love you guys. This makes so much sense
you.
To bring us together.
We love you.
I love it.
We love
it's
you.
Not me
we
against them
you.
Or them against me. We're in
no.
this together. I love it.
Yeah,
I
and
love
see
it.
The whole energy change.
Yes.
Yeah. Call us back and let us know how this goes, okay?
I will. Many blessings to you both.
Okay. Have a wonderful afternoon here.
Bye-bye. Okay, I am going to take – I have a special caller. I have a special – 7793, is this Jill?
It is. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Jill. Oh, my goodness. I've got to tell everybody listening and Susan, I don't know Jill personally. I know her through Facebook, and she's a friend of my personal assistant, Kate, Diana Kate. And I am so happy to even – I'm so happy she goes to all kinds of spiritual churches, Susan, or readings and whatever. She is very into spirit, and I am so happy and proud to talk to her. But I know she's calling long distance from the U.K. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Jill.
I'm really excited about this.
I love that accent. Just love it.
I know. Yeah, Susan, I'm going to let you start, but I do have to tell you, Jill is very into horses, right, Jill?
I am, yes.
And she's got a beautiful dog. She's got all kinds. I mean, the pictures she puts up in Facebook are wonderful. Again, out there, all your listeners and callers, you can Facebook me. You can Facebook at Bonnie Mosenter Albers. You can find me. I love having my Facebook friends, and I just am so happy to hear Jill's voice. Jill, I'm going to hand you over to Susan because I know you want your Akashic records open.
Akashic.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, Susan.
What can I answer for you today? I need to know your age first.
Okay, I'll be 52 this year in May.
Okay. Two things I want to ask is what do you do for a living and what are your spiritual motives?
Okay, at the moment I don't work. My spiritual motives are I'm basically a fledgling, as they call it here. I'm working with spirit. I believe in spirit. I was frightened of it at first. And I'm just trying to find my way, really.
Okay. I'm going to go back. What is it that you do for a living?
I'm unemployed at the moment.
An internist?
No, she's
no, I'm unemployed at the moment.
Number
I don't
one.
Work at the moment,
okay.
No.
So when you are employed, what do you do?
Right. I did work with horses. Animals, basically horses on a yard, but at the moment, because of health issues, I can't do that no longer.
Okay.
She's a housewife, right? Which is a great job, by the way.
I am a
housewife.
Yeah, I'm a mother.
Okay. The reason that I asked that is that because we find vehicles in order to complete our life journeys. all right, and our Akashic records when we write them, and what we do for a living, what we choose as careers, and how we project ourselves in to become useful, okay, in life, tells me a lot about what your the journey that you wrote for yourself. And the first thing that I pick about you is that, you know, most people think that, you know, when we have an Akashic book open, that there's going to be, you know, some powerful, amazing accomplishment that we've set out to do, that we're going to become Mother Teresa or the first astronaut or a president or, you know.
Or Cleopatra.
Yeah, Dawn of God or whatever, you know. But here's, I have a spirit guide that loves the movies, okay? I mean, it just harasses me all the time. And I am an avid, addicted fan of the Lord of the Rings trilogy because I believe that it tells us all the archetypes of what we deal with in life. And in this last movie, not the first one, The Hobbit, not this last one that was released, there's a scene from the movie when they are dealing with the challenges of this evil that's coming out. And this graceful elf asks the wizard, you know, why the halfling? Why did you choose him? And he made the statement. He said that the head of his order believes that might and strength overcomes evil. And his belief was that how to overcome evil in the world is through acts of kindness and through the small gifts of everyday love and compassion.
Amen.
And that is you. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
And that's the scene that they showed me. And that is what your life is about, is nesting, love, compassion, nurturing, caring, and your health issues come from kind of a karmic residue, all right? For some reason, I don't know why we have callers coming in that I'm picking up this particular soul pattern that of martyrdom, okay? And you have that imprint that always others before you.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And your health issues are directly related to that. And yeah. And it's basically not an open-ended thing, okay? It's not about you deciding all of a sudden that placing yourself first is selfish, but this is what our psyche and our divine self does, okay? When you are ill, guess what? You have to place yourself first. You have to become priority or you don't make it.
Right.
And so this is what your divine, it was an agreement, and nothing is ever done to you. You agreed that if you reached a certain age in your life that you still had not, didn't understand that making yourself a priority was the boldest act of love that you can do in life. It's self-love is what we're here to experience, and everyone players in our play. And if you reached a certain age and you still didn't completely understand what self-love was, that you agreed that, well, how about if we create a situation that I'm going to have to learn how to nurture myself, and everyone's going to else is going to have to take a ticket.
Well, Jill, I don't think you're to that stage yet, are you? But because I see you doing for everybody else on Facebook, so I'm not sure. Have you reached that stage?
I'm sort of in between. I still, I still like to help people as much as I can.
But that's what you're here for. I mean, truly.
Yeah.
But the thing is, your soul path is about learning balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, learning balance. And you know what you're going to find is the more and more that you learn how to say no, you know that little word, N-O, no.
She okay. doesn't know that word.
That's a hard one.
She doesn't.
I love you, but no, okay? You're going to find that the physical energy on the essence of who you are will begin to repair itself. It's all yeah. connected and all attached.
Okay.
May I ask what health situation that you're going through?
I have joint problems with my fingers, my knees, ankles, just arthritis, and I've got carpal tunnel in both hands as well.
Mm-hmm. Let me, as a holistic therapist, let me tell you what your body is saying to you, because our body is an intelligence, and it is talking to you, okay? And fingers represent manipulation, feeling manipulated by others, okay? Arthritis is a bitterness of being something that we can't control, okay? Knees represent forward movement, okay, of things not ever changing. Okay,
right.
So if all of those places that hurt and you're having issues with your body, saying now's the time, because now's the time to stop feeling manipulated by other people, and that bitterness and stiffness is that that being unwilling to change a pattern that you're comfortable in, but yet you wish it was different.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Well, I have to tell you, I've got a spirit here, and I'm assuming, and I don't want to say this because you're young, but I see that there's a spirit here, and she's not that much older. So I don't know whether it's a mom or a mum or a auntie, but she does not look that much older than in maybe, you know, she's showing me that this might be somebody in, you know, I never can tell age, but they're sitting right in front of me so on the right side. So it means to me that it's on your mom's side. Do you still have your mom with you?
I do, yes.
Okay. Does she have any sisters or aunts that have passed?
She would have aunts, I suppose, but I don't know them. She doesn't have sisters that have passed. They're still on the earth plane.
Okay. Because I have a woman here, and just write this down. You can ask your mom. But
okay.
She's kind of heavyish, but not fat. She's just a little heavy, and she's saying to me that. You're not like her at all, because she's either saying something about cooking. Either she was a better cook or you were a better cook, because I see that she's handing me.
I know.
Okay.
It's my mom.
Okay. Well,
it'll be my mom.
Yeah, and she's saying either, again, because I was listening to her, I was so fascinated for what Susan was saying to you, she was saying you either blab too much or you're very quiet and she blabs too much. One of them I got that blabs too much, and she's laughing, and she says, no, you're actually very quiet, and you like some of your alone time. And it doesn't look like it's her, because she looks pretty very, very, very engaged, this woman who's with me. And she said that she's running around the kitchen with pots and pans in her hand. And she's saying something like, you could be just like me. And she has all of her pots and pans in her hand.
Now you get spirit cooks.
Yeah, and I want to eat, because it looks like maybe it's something good. Like, I don't see food, maybe baking flour. I don't know. But
did you find
really
one
laughing.
Of your servants again, Bonnie?
I know. I mean, yes. Hey, you want to come over, because I'm missing a few. But I, if you know who this spirit is, she's having a lot of fun with you, Jill.
Right.
A lot of fun.
Okay.
And And she's telling me that, oh, my goodness, she's telling me she loves you lots. And that she has, like, she showed me rosy cheeks, white with rosy cheeks. So it could be a symbol that she's happy, or it could be that she has a rosy cheek. And she's got a big smile on her face, and she's still holding that, I don't know, pot in one hand and a like a rolling pin in the other.
That's right.
Okay, well, honey, she's here, and she's happy, and she wants you to be happy, too. And she's saying that something about blabbing, and I don't use the word blabbing, but she uses the word blabbing. Either you blab or you should blab, or something about blabbing. So I can tell you she's happy, and I can tell you that she loves being with you. And I think she was, oh, my goodness, I think she said that she might be the real jovial one and you might be the quieter one. I'm not quite sure if she's saying that, but one of them she's making, she's laughing and saying, one of you is blabby and the other one isn't. So, and I don't know whether it's a joke or she's just saying that, but take it for what it's worth, Jill.
I'm the quieter one between me and my sister. Yeah.
Yeah. So I will tell you that it is a pleasure, it is a wonder and an honor to read Susan and I
very
for
much.
You.
Thank you very much.
If we
we hope the information that we shared with you gave you a little bit of insight of some of the things that your higher self, your divine self, is trying to guide you on your life path. You've hit a point right now where you're at a very, very powerful crossroad. And everything that's going on with you right now, the spiritual awakening, the spiritual gifts that are coming to you, are tools to make a difference in your life to the better.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Jill, if I'm not correct, because I heard from Diana, didn't you get on stage and you were reading stage medium? You were a stage medium? Or not that you did, but you did it once?
Platform. I did my first platform and gave five messages, but I had another medium link into me to help me to give them a bit more information, because I'm only just sort of getting to grips with all this and things.
You're not a fledgling. You just don't remember.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes. Yeah. You just don't remember. That's all.
Yes.
Right.
And here's another tidbit, Jill. You're just a little timid. Get up there, girlfriend, because you know Susan and I are going to push you. So you get up there. You get that message. It isn't from you. It's from spirit. Be confident and get up there, because I heard you were very good. So
You go.
Thank
we're going to call you to the show, Jill, and we're going to let you read other people. So just get ready. Anyway, we hope you have a wonderful day. And please like us, because you know that will help us. And we hope you listen and you call in frequently. And I hope I see you on Facebook.
thank you so much. Lovely to speak to you both. And thank you for the message. Thank you.
You're welcome. Very
happy
much.
Year.
Okay, have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, I just love her. And Susan, I have somebody. Let me see if this is her. Diana?
Yes.
Diana. Oh, my goodness, Susan.
Hello.
Wait one second, because I'm going to tell Susan who you are. I'm so shocked.
All right.
And I'm so happy. Susan, this is my nursing school roommate and very close friend. Diana.
Hi, Susan. Hi, Diana.
How are you?
Oh, my God.
I've been friends with her for over 35 years.
I know.
Oh,
you know, she's addictive, isn't she? I mean, it's like you start talking to her, and it's like all of a sudden you just don't want to leave.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. I know.
Oh, you are so sweet, and I am honored to know both of you and to love both of you. And because you remember, Susan, I think you know I went to Diana's mom passed away, and when I went to the funeral, her mom was sitting in the aisle with me. So, Peg. So I'm going to hand her over to you because she knows me so well that she gets messages from me all the time. So I'm going to hand her graciously over to you, Susan. I love you, Diana. You know that.
Oh, I love you too. Call me later.
I will. Go ahead. Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Oh, hi. Well, what can I help? Good. What can I help you with today, or what can you help me with?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you can help me. I don't have anything in particular, but I'll just let you.
Akashic record. I think you called to have your Akashic record open, Diana.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to ask, my two basic questions is, how old are you?
I am 56.
Okay. And what is it that you do for a living, and what do you consider your gifts?
I am a nurse, and my gifts,
She's not a psychic, yeah. But she's intuitive. But maybe you
I don't. I don't care that I answer what her gifts are. It's like, tell me what you think your gifts are.
I think my gifts are very independent, very reliable, dependable, caring and compassionate, but yet I have a balance where I kind of know when to back off and when to, you know, I don't have a problem putting myself first now and then because I gotta do that now and then, but yeah, I guess that's it. I have a passion for children. I have four of my own, and I'm a pediatric nurse, so...
Okay.
I guess that's a gift to be able to take care of kids.
That's what I wanted to hear, okay?
Okay.
Because the reason I ask those questions is that as you're answering those questions, I literally see the book snap open, okay? because you're giving me permission and talking about your authenticity.
Okay.
First of all, what I picked up from you is that you are a trailblazer, okay?
Oh.
Don't touch me. It's like the go
come
see
on,
Bonnie.
The
first there's an energy about how you wrote this life is that first of all, you don't know how to take no for an answer. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't think that anything is impossible. If if something is stagnant, you shake the tree. Okay?
Yeah.
You can be loud, you can be brassy, you can be outspoken, but yet some things that come out of your mouth are the most profound, endearing, compassionate, heartbreaking truth that people were meant to hear.
Right. That's true. That's
okay.
All very true.
So you chose a nursing profession for one reason and one reason only. Is that, and that's what you wrote, okay, is that during your training, during your working, whether you do it now or whether you quit or do it, you know, further, is that so that when people are not feeling well, their guards come down, okay?
Right.
And it gives you the opportunity to see their vulnerability and say something to them to show them what their own inner strength is about.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that pretty much is what your soul path is about. I, in turn, would call you a spiritual cheerleader. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's pretty much what you wrote for yourself. You know, we all have Achilles heels. You know, our finest qualities are also our Achilles heels. And your finest
yes.
quality is that you see the best in everyone. You see that no one is incapable of not accomplishing what is meant to be accomplished. Your Achilles heel is that you don't know when to back off.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And, you know, you're tempering that as you get older because what you realize is it just takes an awful lot of effort to get somebody to see how amazing they are when they think they're a schleb.
Right. Yeah.
So you're getting better at it. But that's pretty much what your life path is about. And you're going to have the opportunity. Do you teach something or have workshops or classes?
Yes,
okay.
I do. Mm-hmm.
What are they?
I teach something called Pediatric Advanced Life Support.
Okay.
But I also I'm like a leader of councils and stuff at the hospital. I'm in charge of a lot of councils, things of that nature.
Yeah, you're perfect. You're designed perfectly as a leader, perfect as a teacher. There's something about you that just, you know, it's like that old stockbroking commercial, when Marilyn speaks, everyone listens. You know, you have that quality about you. But I'm also hearing is that you're going to hit a path in your life in the next year or 2 years that there's either going to be a desire or an opportunity to, I don't know if it's got more schooling or more certification,
mm-hmm.
that you're like going to take it to the next level and teach the teachers.
Okay.
Whatever that means. Teach to teachers is what I heard. And I'm not even really sure that it's something that you actually know how to do, because it's almost like there's an energy of like, you want me to teach something that I've never done. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. But it's the way that you have presented yourself in the last couple of years that gives off that energy of like, you know, yeah, that's exactly what we want you to do. There's going to be an opportunity coming up for you that's really going to lead you in a whole new, a different direction where medical field and your nursing and everything. And you're right on target, right on target.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Well, Diana, you know I have your mom here. She kind of went over there. And I've got another man here with me, but I don't know if it's your mother's father or your grandfather. I'm not quite sure who's with me. But, you know, Peg is saying, and, you know, because I know Peg, so I'm not going to give you too many messages because you do know that I know her. But she's saying when Susan was saying that about you teaching, she goes, "That's my Diana. That's my Diana." So there's your mom. And the other thing Susan was saying, go ahead.
Yeah. I said when Susan was saying about nobody can tell me no, that used to be from, I think, utero. My mom's biggest struggle with me is that she always used to call me a hardhead. You are such a hardhead.
That would be it. Yeah.
I would never listen to her. Because I have my own agenda, yeah.
Well, I can tell you that when we went to Hawaii, I brought nothing and she brought everything from the first aid kit to the aspirin to sunscreen green and told me where to go, Susan. So there you go. But your mom your mom, and she had our whole itinerary planned. So, and I went with nothing. But I do want to tell you that your mom is saying she wanted you to know so badly, and I think she told you this at her funeral. But I keep hearing, "Tell Diana, I can hear. I can know. I know." So I want you to know, and I'm sure you know why, you know, why she's saying that. So
she can hear and she knows. Okay.
Yeah. So I think maybe at the end she's saying she didn't, and that's what she wants you to know, that in spirit she is now fully aware and fully knows who you are. And what is. I had somebody that's standing behind her that maybe is her father.
Right.
I'm not quite sure. He's kind of pushing her. So I don't know. It's that they're standing pretty close together. He's not saying anything to me. He's just standing behind her, and he's kind of pushing her, giving her a push. So maybe that's telling me that he pushed her in life. He tried to push her, you know, as far as, like, you know, maybe, I don't know what kind of relationship they had. I don't mean a bad push. I just mean he really watched over her. He
pushed
her.
Can you tell what he looks like or no?
Because
I don't know who it would be. It could be her father. I don't know.
You know, he's standing behind her. I can see, you know, I can see shadows of him. He doesn't look like he's fancy. He's just not fancy. He doesn't look like he's in fancy clothes, but he doesn't look like he's in rags either. So he kind of looks maybe like you know, there's a big baggy pants. He's got a shirt that doesn't kind of fit him, but he's got kind of really, he's really got very clean cut features for somebody who's that older, you know, that he's showing me older.
Huh.
So he's got like his hair is short and it's pulled back, and he's got white hair, and he's got real pretty skin. He's kind of pushing your mom forward to talk to me. So that just means that he's not saying anything. So it could be
my
a brother. It could be a relationship. Yeah, it could be your grandfather. But anyway, you know I love you, girlfriend. And
I know. I was hoping maybe she could give me some insight into the boys, all these men I live with here. my group of men here.
What? Do you mean they're attached to
them?
I said I live with 5 men here. I was wondering if you would see anything like that in my the impact they have on me and I on them. And
well, you know, that comes with not taking no for an answer. You know, I mean, to be a female energy surrounded by male energy, you know, that's a leader. That's a spiritual leader, you know, because female energy is spiritual. So, you know, you dropped yourself right in the middle of the biggest teaching agenda that you have.
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding,
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
I'm still trying to teach them.
Yeah, you do. You're a good teacher, though, darling. They all are independent. They all have a life, and I think you worry about what they're going to be, but that's their path, Diana. You know, that's their
path. Sometimes your strongest strengths are your weaknesses, too, you know?
Absolutely.
Glad I got through, Susan. It was nice talking to you and meeting you.
Yes, it was lovely. Absolutely lovely. And steady on, girlfriend.
All right. Thank you. Bonnie, call me later. Love you.
I will, honey.
Bye.
Love you. Like the show. Bye,
bye-bye.
Sweetie.
Bye.
Now we have to figure out. Bye. Okay, Susan, we have a full board. Still, I'm going to take the next caller. I'm going to take 5175. Wait a minute. Let me see. Nope. Okay. 5175, you are on. Hi, it's Bonnie and Susan. How can we help you today? Hello? Hi. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold until you can figure out. I'm going to take the next person, Susan, and that is going to be 3677. 3677, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. How can we help you today?
Hello?
Hi. Who are you speaking with?
Oh, you said 3677. I was thinking about area code.
I'm sorry. I'm in a daze.
I'm looking at your page on my iPad, and I'm talking
at
the same time. I'm having a blonde moment, and I cannot multitask.
Oh,
no,
honey, I know
funny.
What those are. Oh, yes, I know what those are, but we call them wonderful moments, right? 3677? And can I have
Hello.
Your name? So what is
my
your name?
My name is Gina.
Gina.
Hi.
I love Gina.
Hi.
How can we help?
I'm calling from South Carolina. Well, I, oh, Lord. I read that you did a lot of relationship work, so I wanted to ask you about one.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Okay. So
I do.
What do? You need names, birthdays? What do you need from me?
Well, I need a question, because if I pull, you know, besides being a counselor and I'm an expert in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, I need to know what your issue is. So if you want me to help, I can help. Ask me any question you want, and we'll get into that question. So what is
okay.
going on with you,
this is, okay, this is a relationship with someone who's damaged from a previous marriage.
Okay.
And,
now, let me ask you.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to ask what Susan asked, because I want to know what soul window you're in. Can I ask your age, please?
Yes, I'm 50.
Okay, that's a great age. I know exactly where she is, Susan. So, okay.
Yeah.
So he's damaged from a previous relationship or marriage, correct?
Correct.
And
stop
how about
saying
you?
That.
First of all,
and how about
you?
Stop saying yeah. that right now, because you're not damaged. You
yeah.
have to stop saying that, because as you speak it, you create it. Basically, what you did is that you rode a magnificent challenge and came out the other end a little bruised.
Wait, well, it's not me that's damaged. I'm
yeah,
good.
It's
I'm
not
good.
Her.
It's me.
It's
him. Home.
The boyfriend. It's the boyfriend.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
It's the boyfriend.
All right, I misunderstood that.
That.
I was just going to jump. I mean, like, girlfriend, no, don't say that.
No. I mean, we're all a little bit jaded at this age, but I'm good. I should overcome the problem. Yeah.
Oh, Gina, I would never have, one, let you say that about yourself, because we're all here, like Susan will tell you, and I'll tell you, for self-love. And when I hear that, and that's why Susan gets upset, if we hear that, then we know that your self-esteem might not be where it should be. But I understood you, so go for it, girl. The guy
okay.
that you're dating is the... Okay.
Yeah.
So what...
Hot
so
he's hot and cold. He doesn't, you know, he's trepidatious about, you know, going to the next level because of his past. He hasn't, I don't think he's completely dealt with things. When
okay.
we're together, it's like fabulous, but he's not consistent.
This is what I'm picking up, and Susan can come in. What I'm picking up is I feel he really likes you. I don't think that is the issue. I do think that I feel a void in him. Meaning that he created this void because it'll protect him. He's really not over or done with what has happened to him. So for you to get involved, and this is, you know, it's so funny because I had a caller just like this yesterday. Actually, I had a client. What happened is you don't want to be, and I hate to say this because it's not what it's not what I'm seeing, just what I'm telling you. You don't want to be the bridge between him becoming that void, becoming full. He gets healthy, and then he's looking around, which is what we call the transition one. So you don't want to be careful that that's not what you're creating. You don't want to create that you are the only one with him. You'll get him better, and then he's going to look elsewhere. And that's kind of
yeah.
you know what happens with people who are in that void. So
I
know how to avoid it.
Yeah, he's like really numb where his emotions are concerned, but you awakened him, and it's like, and you make him feel alive again. But there's so much caution there, so much.
Yeah, he runs every time we have a great time, then he runs away. And I do know he is looking. He's shopping because he is online, and that's not a secret. He's not currently, you know, seeing anyone else, but. He wants to keep it in friend status and keep it, you know, on. He doesn't want to put it in a box, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, Gina, I'm going to tell you what I think, then I'll hand you over. It's exactly what I was going to tell you, that friends is a great thing. I think the problem is I see friends with privileges maybe, you know, coming because you like him. And he likes you, but he's not going to commit. Here's what I told the last caller, actually the last client I had, to protect yourself, because you are becoming, you like him, and he likes you, but I'm going to tell you, he's got to go through a lot of fishies in the sea before he's actually able to make another commitment, or if he ever does, okay? So you don't want to be that interim person, and that's what I feel that, you know, that this is going to run to, and you're going to get, you know, you're going to get your feelings hurt, even though you know it, and you know he's got online, and he does really like you. He's going to protect himself with I see layers and layers and layers and layers of people, so that even if he does like you and you're the best thing in the whole world for him, he's going to put distance and people between you. So I say you can do the same thing, not distance and people.
How long have you been hovering at this friendship basis?
He was my neighbor. That's how we met, May 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just very convenient, and, you know, it was wonderful. Our kids got along, and everything started out great, just like a real relationship. And then the
mm-hmm.
first blip, you know, he's like, I can't do it. I'm damaged. I don't want to make a commitment. I said I would never do it again. I'm still, you know, hurt over yada, yada, and blah, 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 and all that. So,
and
you,
said, and
you know,
didn't believe him?
No, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
You're
telling you the truth.
Yeah.
I just liked him so much that I was willing, you know, so I compromised, I guess, because
yeah.
I thought, you know, it was going to grow, and it did. It really did. It developed, and then he just runs. He runs.
Yeah.
Well,
and
I'm here and give him space work on finding someone that's ready, you know,
yeah.
and see what happens. You just never know. You know, it's like when all of a sudden they see that their ship has sailed, they row out.
Gina, you know, I've got to tell you, and that's what I was trying to say, is that you've got to protect yourself, not protect from feelings, because I believe feelings are for a reason. You helped him. This is a great thing, and you sailed him off. But my point, like what Susan is saying, is you need somebody that's ready for you, and you shouldn't compromise with that. So, it's, you know, get in there. Start dating. Start seeing. You know, that's a big thing I have, you know, on my website, but it's not on there yet, is how to make a profile or start meeting. And you know what? If it's meant to be down the line, you're not going to be his interim girl because you've already done that. You've already been there. And believe me, he likes you, and like Susan said, you've awakened something, but that awakening is going to come with awakening with all different other kind of people, too. And I'm afraid that you're not going to be the only one. So in order for me to help you, because it's you we want to help, is I would put it in perspective, say this is a great time, I really liked him, he got my heart pumping, and now I'm ready to find a guy who wants me the way I want him. That doesn't mean you have to give up on him or that you don't have to be friends with him or maybe, you know, you can date him, at, you know, when he wants to. But I would really open myself up to meeting other people, and that would be the advice I would give you.
Right.
I don't know you don't want to hear that, Gina, but you will in the long run be happier.
Yeah, you're due. You're due for a committed relationship. You know, just don't put the wrong slot in there. So, you know, just focus on you, and if you put all your intention on, this is about me being happy, and don't let your inner child and your little girl say, yeah, but I want him, you know.
Right,
just my favorite affirmation is, thank you, all the powers that be, for this wonderful man that you brought in my life. If he is not the right one, then let us move on with ease and grace and bring that right one into my life.
Perfect. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess my intuition was, you know, telling me that as well. And, you know, I did hear what he had to say. But he always leads me on to believe that, you know, one day kind of thing.
Yeah, but what's one day in 10 years?
Yeah,
I mean, I know.
And I'm not telling interim. He's had two other relationships since the divorce. It's been 4 years. So I wasn't I'm like the third. But still, I'm the interim.
Honey, do yourself a favor. You go find a guy, like Susan and I are telling you, that will love you, like you, take you for every good, because you got great energy, girlfriend, and you do want to meet somebody. But get the right person in your life that's going to give you something and not you begging for something or looking for something. Actually, you look together and you meld. So
that's
if
right.
you need help.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. You're right.
If you,
you're right.
If you,
Good for you.
If you need help, give us a call back. I've got a lot of clients on the, well, I got a lot of listeners and people that want to get in. But, you know, I do help you write your profile page, and I do see a profile. So if you have any trouble, you know, you can call back or ask me. You know, I believe, and I'm going to do this real quick, you do a picture that captures you in a nice light, meaning, you know, put your makeup on like you'd go out, but it has to be changed every 3 months. Even if, you know, at a certain age and I'm there, the pictures don't change, but the attitude and facial, you know, expressions do. So make sure you change it. Write only positive things. Don't write, I don't want a man with, I don't want to do this. Don't apply it. Because things can change.
I would be positive with it. Yeah, for sure.
And put what you want. Put, I want a man. And again, I'm going to tell you this. I use it all the time. Well, I did it for a man who was looking for a woman. Don't put, I want a man who's going to have my size on the beach with me, sit and watch the sunset, because this is what they got. They got a man who didn't have a job, was sitting on the beach and drinking beer. But he was watching the sunset. So, you know, just don't ask. That's fine.
That's what I always say. Yeah, the universe doesn't do vague well.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be very specific.
All right, Gina, you let us know how it goes, baby, and have a fabulous year.
Thank you. Great to meet you and connect with you. Thank you.
Bye. Oh, what a sweet, sweet soul. I am going to go and try 3461. 3461. Hi, this is Bonnie and Susan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We are wonderful. Yes, we're fabulous. Who are we speaking to? I feel like I've known this voice.
Yes, you do. This is Sally.
Sally. Hi, how are you today, Sally?
I'm well, thank you.
We are so happy. How can Susan and I help you today?
Well, I called about the Akashic Records. I'm very interested to hear what you would have to say about that.
Ooh la la, girlfriend. Susan, this is
okay. I'm sure we're going to open the door for your spirit party again. Okay. What was your name again?
My name is Sally.
Shally?
No, Sally.
Sally.
Sally. Okay. How old are you?
I'm 64 and a half.
Oh, I love that.
I know you do, Susan. I haven't heard that window yet.
I haven't heard anybody do a half since my granddaughter. I'm 4 and a half. I love that attitude.
I know.
What do you do for a living?
I used to be in nursing, but now I am a healer. I'm an intuitive. I'm a medium. I do readings. My business name is Insights by Isabel.
You're Insights by Isabel. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. I just have to say before you start with her, Isabel, it is a pleasure to meet you. I thank you so much. I have heard so much about you from a friend of mine. I know you're in chat sometimes, and I want to tell you that if you ever want to be in my chat, girlfriend, you go in and start answering questions because you are fabulous. So please know
we are
honored and we are privileged. And you have a show, correct?
I've been on different shows, but I'm getting ready to start a show with a friend, yes.
Okay, because I know that you're on Curious Times a lot, or that you're in their chat room. But again, I'm going to hand you back to Susan. It's an honor and a pleasure, and we just love you to death and keep doing the great work that you are. So
don't love you to death. We love you wonderfully,
love
madly.
You know how I am
about words.
I know.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'll take the death. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a little consonant thing going on with my hearing. So did you say 54 or 64?
No, I'm 64 and actually more than a half. I'll be 65 in April.
Girlfriend, I can relate. All right. As you were speaking, it was really funny because I have a friend that wrote a book called Ask and You Shall Receive. All right.
Yes.
And she was always kind of pissed off because she felt it started out with about conversations that she had with God. And she always felt that Neil Donald Walsh stole her thunder only because she was too lazy to finish it before he did. Okay. and right. So she has her book cover, which interesting enough, it was an open book with spiral stars coming out of the book. And as you were speaking, that's what I saw. All right. And so I'm going to assume that your soul is trying to say something to me about what this lifetime, what you wrote for yourself. And, of course, it's rather obvious that you are here to be of service. That, I mean, every you scream of it. But there's something a little beyond that, okay, is that you have I'm going to be careful how I word this, all right, because I don't want to misinterpret what is being said here. You have a divinity about you, okay?
Yes.
Meaning that you have a lot of ascended master help with you in your life.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yes, and the gifts that you have that blossomed for you, I would say, actually they started probably in your 20s, but they were kind of bothersome, okay? And then you began to realize that you could actually incorporate them in everyday life. You're now past that point of incorporating them in everyday life, and they're wanting you to really move on full steam. And what I'm hearing is that you do channel, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, have you started the book?
I keep getting nudged about a book, but yes, I know that I'm going to start a book soon.
Yes, okay. Because that's what everything up is precluded to the fact of this book that you're going to channel. I don't know what it is, but it's new messages about how humanity is going to evolve. All right, and if you have to self-publish it, do that because it gives hope to humanity in terms of how we are evolving. I don't know who your source is going to be, but I know it's going to be an ascended master or many.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And that is kind of like the culmination of everything that you have done. When I see your cocoon, I see little sparkling light in it, which tells me that this is not the first life that you have worked with ascended masters, that you have walked the earth as a healer, that, I mean, you're very, very advanced. And what I always try to tell light workers and healers and people that come into their gifts, it's rare and unusual for a person of youth to go full force into blossoming of gifts or talents or messages or anything because they don't have the wisdom to interpret it correctly. Usually your gifts begin to really open up on you when you hit that soul window, when you're past the soul window of maturity and you begin to move towards that full circle cry on return, usually late 40s, 50s, and in that arena. And where you are right now is that you are at the pinnacle. It's like this book is not going to go away. I feel it's going to be a really powerful book. And if you need help writing it, get somebody. The channeling should start for you, I'd say, this year. And
right.
once they start, get a tape recorder, write it down, whatever it is. It's you're going to go from conscious channeling, okay, to semi-conscious channeling. So I would suggest, unless you want to end up writing on your walls, I would suggest that you maybe keep a tape recorder because whoever this is, speaker is going to come through is impatient.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and not going to be tidy about it is what I'm hearing. So, you know, you could be in the middle of a store buying your groceries, and all of a sudden they've got something to say. You better have a pad and pencil.
Right. It's absolutely right.
Wow. But you know what? Maybe that's me. I mean, what happened to mine? That's what I do, auto-writing. Maybe that's me, Susan. Do you see my cocoon in there with those sparkles, girlfriend?
Call in, Bonnie.
I'm sorry, I don't want to rain on your parade. I'm just jealous, that's all.
This is your show, remember?
I know, I don't like this. Oh no, I want that, I sparkle and I want that channeling. But I have to tell you really quick, and then you can talk to Susan again. While she was talking, beings come to me. And when I say beings is because first I saw a big vortex, because they said that you see. So you don't need me to interpret or do anything for you. They show me a big hole, like a big tunnel with everything going through it. So therefore, it's not just the spirit world you see. So that's what they showed me. And then they showed me trumpets,
mm-hmm.
like when I'm talking about a medium trumpet, with held up high, and there are 4, 5, 6 trumpets, real thin trumpets, and they're all gold, and they're just reach for the sky, and I see them. I guess they're blowing the trumpets. But that's
Do you know what that is?
No. I'm
very connected to the highest of high angelic realm, and
mm-hmm.
I've known that for a long time, and that's where my messages come from.
Yeah.
I do work with spirit. You know, but I come from a very high vibration, so that's why you're seeing the gold and the trumpets and all of that.
Well, and they're all dressed in angel. By the way, if I told you the rest of the rest of the body or the spirit, it's all white
mm-hmm.
robes, listening with, and they just have the most gorgeous trumpet. I don't know what, and they're thin and long, and they're just beautiful. And then that was after I saw the big vortex. So they say to me, my little self, they say to me that you don't need anybody or me to interpret what you see. And so I'm in awe, and I want those gifts. And I'm going to tell you that if you call, you have to give me some gifts. You know what I mean? I mean, I do have gifts, but you've got them so beautifully.
Bonnie, they're not. I told you this before. They're not interchangeable. It's like, oh, you have a pair of red gloves. I want those red gloves. Can you give them to me?
Now, you know I'm queen energy, and if I want it, I have to see if I can have it. So maybe Isabella will give me some.
Oh, I'll be happy to send you something. But, you know, Amy's in the chat room, by the way, and she just wrote something, and it's so true. Everyone has gifts. Everyone has their own gifts. And we
absolutely.
Should be, I just want you to know, because this message is coming through, that we should all cherish the gifts that we've been given, and we all have special things that we're supposed to be and to do for other people, and there are no accidents. This is all synchronicity, how all of this is coming about right now. So just cherish the beautiful part of you, and we're really supposed to be coming from a place of love right now, because everyone needs that. There are so many people in the world that are hurting, and what they're wanting you to know is that we're all to work with love and to help other people, because so many people are struggling right now and they need our help. So we should all come from a place of very high intent, and to always ask that you open yourself to be a clear channel for the highest and best for the people that you're working with. So always cherish what you have, because it's very unique, it's very special, and be so joyful and happy for what you have and how you can step forward to help other people on their path.
Because I am only kidding. I am so grateful and grateful for anything that I have and that I can share with people. And if you know me, or you could feel me, or you see me,
I feel you.
Yeah,
and you know, everything is so divinely guided, and just we should all be at peace with what we have and where we're coming from, and to just remember that there are always other people out there who need you, who need your love and who need your help and support. And we should all just try to be there for our fellow light workers, the other people who are on their own paths, that I just have tears coming down. It's so just very powerful. And just be happy in who you are and know that all is well.
Oh, Isabella, I can't even, and please thank you. Amy. Amy, if you can hear me, I thank you, my sister, because I couldn't get anybody else to, you know, we open chat, but Diana is sick. We appreciate you being in there. Isabella, you are, the words that you ring in the ears of our listeners are tears of joy, happiness, and love, and that's what Susan and I are really here for, and you, if you've listened to our show, you know that, and we are just privileged, honored, and blessed that you have come on to our show. And if you ever, if ever I see you or you're in chat, you are always welcome for any messages or anything you would like to do on our show. So we do want you
to know that. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It was lovely.
Thank you. And many blessings to both of you.
Thank you, and to you too.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. I just can't even tell you how that was so powerful for me, Susan. I am just so honored and blessed that I see Isabella on different, you know, venues when she's in, chat. And I have seen her and I've heard about her, and we're so privileged and happy that she came on our show. Susan?
She's a lovely creature.
I know. I love it. Oh, my God. That vortex is just so powerful. I wish I could have gone. It was like I wanted to dive in there. It was so huge. I mean, this lady, this wonderful, wonderful spirit sees everything. The hole was that big. So, again, she didn't need us. She came on to bless us. And we thank you, Isabella. We bless you back. So I am going to we have so many callers still, Susan, and I know that we only have 10 minutes left. So what I'd like to do, because I don't think we have enough time to take another caller, is to just tell everybody again how to get a hold of us and maybe talk a little bit about what we wanted to talk about for like 5 minutes. What do you think? So I do want to – I'll start by saying, because I do want to give the next two people who are going to come on our show a little bit of how you can get a hold of them. Brooke Monfort, by the way, for Isabella, she is a ghostwriter, and she has written many famous people's books and memoirs. And I don't know that she could tell you who she did it for, but she does have a website. So Brooke is also a clairvoyant. She does paranormal work, and she is a fabulous, fabulous psychic and medium. So she's going to be with us next week, I think it's the 13th, and she'll be talking, telling us about her journey and taking calls. After that, and her name is Brooke Monfort, you can find her on Facebook also, M-O-N-S-O-R-T is her name, the last name, and Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E. I'm hoping she's in chat, but I can't see. The other person who is so fabulous, he is so wonderful, and I wish everybody, he's on, I think, poetfinder.com too. He's written over 200 poems. He's got posters. He's got a book out that I just ordered, so I hope it is here with me before I actually have him on the show, although I've read so many of his poems and his poetry and beautiful artwork. He is named Spirit Wind, okay, and he has a Facebook, Spirit Wind Kelly Wood, and he's got three other pages because he's so full, and one is Spirit of, I think it's Spirit of the Native Americans, or I think if you go to Spirit Wind Kelly Wood, you can click and it'll give you all the different Facebook pages he has. You wouldn't want to miss him. You wouldn't want to not read his poetry. And my goodness, you can feel this man's heart. And he, again, is a Native American. And I am so blessed and honored to even be able to read his poetry. He has given us the exclusive of coming on our show and talking about how he writes and reading a poem or two. It just depends on how much time we have. And I asked the callers, we're only taking callers who are going to ask him questions about how he writes his poetry. He identifies with the wolf, and if you read his poetry, see his pictures, you will know what he's all about. So please check him out. He will be here on the 20th at 2:30. I wouldn't miss it because he is going to be very famous. His book is amazing. He's going to be writing a second book. He also is going to put his music, his lyrics or his poetry to music. And so many people have asked him to do this in the last couple of years, and he said no, and now he's ready to do it. So you're going to also see him have CDs. So he's a great guy. He's very he's a very personable, quiet, very interesting and intriguing gentleman. So, again, he'll be here on the 20th. How you get a hold of me, I'm Bonnie Albers on air. And you can get me at balbers714@aol.com. You can go to my website that is being, it's under construction, and Diana hopefully will have that website up soon. But you can go take a look and see it. You can contact me through it also. It's bonniealbers-on-air.com. I'm also at bonniealbers.com. It's the older site that I have, but I do check it out. And I'm on Facebook, Bonnie Mozenter, M-O-Z-E-N-T-E-R, Albers, A-L-B-E-R-S. Please Facebook me. That's how I meet a lot of you. Also, I have a Facebook page that's a group page, and it's called Bonnie Albers On Air. And if you like that page, you'll see all of our updates. We would really, really, really appreciate everyone if you could please go to our Like Us on Blog Talk. That way, if you like our show, you'll get all the information, and it'll be coming up on whatever you put it is set for your email or your Facebook to get when our shows are on. We also love that you like us. And you can leave messages there. And Diana Kate, who is also with this brand, she will be able to answer you if you have any questions or get the questions to both Susan and I should you need us. I love everyone. You know, love is in the airwaves. And I just adore the show. I love that we help people. We all do this for you all to be able to inform you, to help you. And Susan, are you there?
I am. I'm just mesmerized, Bonnie.
I'm frozen. You know, I didn't even take a breath, and I didn't have to either.
let me tell our listeners how they can contact me. I have a website that's Z-R, whitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, R as in rich, W-H-I-T-E-W-I-N-G-S. And you can also contact me for email, phone readings, and Skype readings on my email address, szrich@aol.com. And just a reminder that I have extended the buy one, get one free reading special for the holiday till January 10th.
Wow. And you know what, Susan? I got to tell you, and why I don't say this is because I'm so used to you and me being together. We are on tomorrow at the same
yes,
time.
Yes, we are.
Yay! I just love it. I love our show. I love our listeners, our callers. I can't tell you how we thank you. We love you being in chat. We it's such an alive show, and we love feedback. So Susan and I email us, get in chat, tell us what you want to hear, what you want to like. Susan and I have really, really loved being part of your listening, and we want to give you what you want. If you want to talk about past lives, Susan and I can do that. If you want to talk about karmic ties, we're going to go back to all of that. But we really, really love the Akashic Records because it actually gives you why you're here. And I'm so happy, Susan, that you're an expert in this, because I'll tell you, that's what everybody is always saying at one stage of their life or another. Why am I here? So you've got
It was a common question in my therapy practice, too. I mean, they would say, you know, what's my purpose here? I mean, what am I supposed to be accomplishing here?
I know. Do you think, well, you know what, I'm going to call into our next show and let you do mine, because do you think I'm accomplishing everything that I have come for, Susan, or do you think I have a few more years?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Bonnie, your list is so long, you're probably, you know, wait, you'll be 150 years old. No, one more year.
That's right. I am so happy about that, and that's what I love. So both Susan and I are jazzed about this life. We love life. Again, we walk in both worlds. Susan and I love that we are able to do that. We love that we're able to bring you any gift that we have. And whatever way we can help you, just call us, come on our show, and let us know. And right now I am going to tell you that I love all of you. We love our callers, our listeners. We love each other. And I just want to say love is in the airwaves. Susan, do you have anything to say before I end the show?
Yes. Listen to us tomorrow and have fun with us. We will talk about the Akashic Records again. And Lord only knows what Bonnie's going to say tomorrow.
That's right. I could ask you, but I won't. I'll save it for tomorrow. But I love everybody. Susan, you are my so co-host that I just couldn't live without, do without, be without. You know that we are a team. We love to do this show together. We love to offer you anything that we can. And Susan, I can't wait to talk to you. We even talk besides the show, guys. So we're close friends. We're soul sisters, and we just love having an audience. So thank you again, and we will see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yes. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Love is in the airwaves.